Afternoon, it's Scott, it's 5:17, and the actual Sugar Babes are here at Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hiya. You all right?
Very
Fine,
well,
can
thank
I have
you.
A marshmallow, please?
Yeah, look, what I've done, you know how when people go on holiday,
yes.
They always bring back sweets for the office, don't they? And I've never done that before, but I have, and these are all South Africa. Heidi's just tried one of McCadbury's top decks.
It was lovely.
Nice, yeah.
Mm. Hang on a minute, on your massive wages, you've come back from holiday with a pack of marshmallows and one bag
That's
of
really
chocolates for us.
I think
the
hobnobs
are lovely, though.
They are nice.
A Mel's China hobnob.
You didn't bring them back.
No. We noticed nobody's tried the tangerines in the corner.
No, the
everyone's gone for the chocolate.
The healthy option, they're not even open.
Now,
yeah.
Keisha, what are the marshmallows like?
They're really nice. It's got something like a mint thing going on.
Well, there's a giraffe on the front, which means they might be giraffe flavoured. Listen, before we start the interview, would you do me a favour?
Yeah.
Right. Kate Lawler from Big Brother, remember her?
Yeah.
She's next door. She's a DJ now, right? And I went in once to ask them to turn it down because you can hear the really loud on Radio 1. You can hear it now. Listen. Can you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Now, would you be... Because you're famous, right? I reckon they might take more notice of you if you could just go in there and ask them to turn it down a bit.
Should you go?
Yeah, right.
Go on, please, because they'll listen to you. Go on, Amel.
No,
just say, excuse me, can I turn it down? Can you say, go on.
I don't know what abuse I'll get by.
No, just because, like, we're on air, aren't we?
Yeah, but so. The girls is different anyway, because she's more likely to give us a fist than that.
Why don't you shut up and get out of my room?
You could have Kate Lawler in a fight.
Oh, God, okay, should we send Laura in?
We'll send Laura, yeah. Laura will be fine.
Okay.
Sorry,
I like the way you and me, both step back.
Yeah, as though you have no involvement whatsoever.
I can see it from the window. There's someone looking at us.
Is Kate Lawler giving you evils now?
She's doing someone talking about something.
And it's still blooming going on. Go on, Amel,
yeah,
please.
She's actually dancing. And
they're looking at us, so I think they know.
Doesn't matter, oh well.
All right, hold on, mind. Maybe if I play this music behind us, then like, no one will notice. Right. This is amazing. Since the last time I saw you, which is probably about a year ago, you're all the same. No, normally by now someone's left. It's just like, yeah, there's one, two, three. It's really good. Oh, you're having a marshmallow now. You're quite into that, aren't you?
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll get addicted to
them. Are they almond?
Now, I know you're trying my hobnobs and Cadbury's top decks. Would anyone like an F cup cookie? Have you heard of these?
Oh my god! Do you know what? I heard it on your show. Actually,
what is it?
Yeah.
I listen to you quite regularly. And then, are your boobs bigger?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Remember, yeah. I told you it hides.
Yeah.
From Bangkok, Hong Kong.
From Japan.
Oh. Sorry.
Same place, but you know.
Okay. Right. What happens is you eat them. And your boobs do actually get...
Does it work?
Is it proven? Because I'll try as many as I can.
We don't know, because we started the experiment only today with a girl called Fran, and we got them measured and everything, and yeah. She's starting to eat the cookies.
She's had one.
How many
today.
Do you have to eat?
Well, I don't know. We gave her a whole box, and we're going to...
A day?
No, it's a day, Heidi. Don't be ridiculous.
They'd be round her knees by the end of it.
Yeah.
No.
Swinging them around the room.
But they're from Japan, and you eat them, and you get bigger boobs, so we'll find out. Because what do girls want most? Big boobs and be able to eat biscuits, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. No? Yeah, but do you get bigger at everything else along with it?
I don't know.
You know what? It's from the weight gain, your boobs get bigger.
What?
Yeah. Maybe that's just it.
No.
Eat the cookies, put weight on.
Because I think it's the trans fats.
This is the science bit.
Here's the science bit. Right? I think the trans fats in them only go directly to your boobs.
Ah.
Oh my god, so, can I get some?
Do you want some?
Yeah.
Right.
How many you got?
If you can, right, our Japanese listener, his name is Yoki Aoki, right? If you, as one of the Sugar Babes, make a personal appeal on air to him now.
He's on probably, behalf of all the Sugar Babes.
He's listening in Japan. Yoki Aoki, say moshi moshi to him, right? And just do a message, and he blatantly sends some more in.
Hi, Yoki Yoki. Mushy Mushy.
No, Yoki Mayoki.
Yoki Ayoki.
Yoki Ayoki.
Oki Yayoki. I'll be very grateful if you could find in your heart to send up some boob growing biscuits. That'd be lovely.
F cup cookies. There we are.
F cup cookies.
Do they need to sign the disclaimer?
Yeah, sign the form.
Just in case anything goes wrong, we have a contract.
So our friend Fran is trying them out, right? And would you like to join in the sweepstake because we're just trying to kind of guess how big they'll get. At the moment, she's a 32 double D.
Why did she? Oh, well, she hasn't got that far to go. No.
Well, we didn't think she was a double D. We think they got it wrong in the measuring.
In our expert opinion, we thought she was around a C. Yeah.
Okay, so she's still quite nice size.
And she wants bigger boobs. So, what did I say? A 40?
You thought she'd go up to a 40?
40 F.
Yeah.
What do you think, Heidi? Just have a guess, you know. Just join the sweepstake.
I don't reckon they'll grow.
You don't?
No.
Wait, but she wouldn't... Hold on, what was she before?
Well...
C. 31.
C, yeah, 32.
32?
Yeah.
She won't go into a 40 then because your back doesn't grow, your boobs do.
Yeah.
So you see how men are, do you know what I mean?
It's all right.
Yeah, you know, men don't get this. So really, she'll really stay at 32, but the boob will go bigger.
Well, not if she gains weight. No, the back will go bigger if she gains weight.
Yeah, big old...
We don't like big backs.
Yeah, big old backs.
Did you ever think they'd teach you about boobs?
I never thought I'd be sat here in all my career at Radio 1 at 5:20 in the afternoon talking to the sugar babes about breasts. They do sell great things in Japan, though, don't they? You must have been there.
I've never been. I'd love to go.
I've been to Japan.
Have you, Keisha?
Yes.
What's it like?
It was great. I have loads of memories in Japan. And
you didn't see any cookies on sale while you were there, no?
No, I didn't.
Right.
But no, it's like massive buildings. And I remember sitting at a red light for no exaggeration for at least 10 minutes, waiting for everyone to cross. It's like 20,000 people just wandering the streets.
I thought you would have been there.
No, I'd love to go.
I thought really you'd been there as a band.
But I'd like to go there on holiday, not with the band.
Like with the first lineup. That's where we split up.
Well, that's
it is. In the middle of an interview. In the middle of an interview in Japan.
Yeah.
What, you split up in the middle of an interview in Japan?
Yeah.
What happened? What, Siobhan just went, right, we're in Japan, I quit.
Just going to go to the toilet, and she never came back.
She didn't.
That's actually true.
I'm not joking, it was upsetting at the time, but it's nice to know you can look back and have a kick-off.
Well, it's a few years ago now, you get over it, don't you? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I got over it, I don't think she did.
I think that's why we've never been invited over these things.
What, because Siobhan left?
Hate mail.
Oh, well, I think it just tarnished the name of Sugar Babes.
What, because Siobhan was there? What do you mean?
No, because they didn't.
Did a performance, and they don't take it very lightly. If you just
don't take rudeness politely
at all.
I see.
Lightly, that's pretty much.
But even if you're like you know this, Keisha. Even if you're slightly famous, I know you're really famous, right? Oh God, this is going badly. Right, but even if you're only slightly famous, like let's say, like Hope off the X Factor, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right? They have to put like roadblocks up, don't they? Because there's so many people going mad. Did they go mad for you?
I can't remember. No, I don't think so. We did have loads of fans and stuff, though. We did have loads, and I know they go mad over Hello, like Kitty and things like that.
Yeah, they love it. And Westlife.
Oh, yeah.
They like Westlife as well, a lot.
Yeah.
Also, loads of people in Japan do quite famous, like, do adverts for things like... I think Madonna's done one for, like, orange juice and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them.
And Mariah Carey's done loads for, like, coffee and lipstick and school. You haven't done any of them, have you?
No.
Mm-mm.
Right. Oh. Would you want to?
I'd just love to go to Japan.
Yeah, right. Just...
It is amazing. I'm not even kidding. You can see everyone walking around. Everyone's really pale over there. It's boiling hot, right? But, yeah. Like, everyone walks around with umbrellas and stuff and...
Wow. All I bet that it's just a beautiful country. Really, yeah. So much to do.
It's just like you go crazy over there.
I'd love to go shopping. I'd go mad shopping over there.
Yeah, there's things over there. It's not even like invented yet. Like over here. Like,
yeah, they're in the future, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Really are.
They are.
Way ahead.
They are in the future because they're ahead.
Yes, by many years.
I imagine the Japanese tourist board would have probably already emailed me by now saying hello. Let's invite the sugar babes. I'll check it in a minute. Let me ask, right, because I always want to know this. What's the strangest thing, like an advert or a TV show, or like a reality show or anything that you've been asked to do and you've turned down? You must be okay.
We turned down something today, actually.
See, we can't say what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, go on. That's
no
fun.
No, but we were just...
That.
Yeah, we should
have. It doesn't matter.
We were going to mention that, actually. Yeah, we should. It'll make them up. Yeah.
Give us a clue.
No, we can't.
No, well, we didn't ask them to go.
We tell you when we come off here.
Yeah, we tell right. You proper. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and then I can say it when we go back.
Oh, no, because you'll say it when we leave.
No, Heidi. No one would do that.
You would.
Well, okay, apart from the one that we're not allowed to talk about, what else have you been offered and turned down?
What have we been offered and turned down?
Nothing.
Yeah,
we accept everything. Especially if we're getting paid.
So nothing at all? No adverts, no reality shows or anything?
We've done an advert before, but no, we haven't turned... Sorry, no, we didn't turn down.
No, we're about the answer.
What was the advert
for? I think we get offered quite a lot of stuff and our management turn it down before telling us.
I was reading Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
No, Piers, I was reading his book on holiday and he turned down a show called Celebrity Shark Bait.
I would.
Where they just drop you off the coast of Africa and get eaten. Mm. You haven't turned that, you haven't been offered that, no?
No.
All right. I'll have an email about that in a minute as well, anyway.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Oh, please, chappers, will you go and tell them now?
I'm not doing
that.
That
is quite naughty.
That is really weird. And the fact is, she's through the glass and
she knows that she can see us.
What, Kate Lawler?
Well, she's bouncing in and out. She's dancing.
At the moment, next door, Kate Lawler is DJing, and it's quite loud, and as you can probably hear...
She keeps turning the music
up. How many
out?
Times have you asked?
And looking at us.
Three times now, Heidi.
I tell you what, listen.
Yeah.
Let's get together, make a cup of tea, slip in a laxative.
Shall we?
Offer it.
She's in the toilet all night.
Shall we?
All day today.
Shall we?
Because then she'd have to leave the room, and then we just turn it down ourselves.
You've got any laxatives on you?
We can get some chemist around the corner.
Can we?
Yeah.
Should we get one of your people to go out?
Yeah,
put a good six,
I know people. Yeah,
wow. We'll leave the toilet for days.
That's a brilliant idea.
No noise pollution, no more.
God, you're evil. I love that.
Oh my God!
What about if she leaves the room and still leaves the music up?
Because then we can go in there.
Oh, I see. You're always thinking, aren't you?
She'll be someplace else.
Right. Okay.
Duh.
Yeah, right. Please, chappers.
No, I'm not doing it. Why isn't the one that doesn't speak?
Will you do it?
Just go.
At least everyone listening will know that this girl.
Give him a look.
Just being really nasty.
Doesn't listen.
Tell everyone on air.
Absolutely
doesn't. Does she know we're live on air?
I don't know. let's see what happens. Did you do it? Did you speak? Did you actually speak? Oh, amazing.
Oh, the man, he doesn't
speak, and he spoke.
That's how serious it was.
That's how serious it was.
He gave her a look.
He gave her a dead look.
Yeah. He just stared Kate Lawler out. That was enough. Yeah. Now the music's off. Let me ask, have you been watching X Factor?
Yes.
I've seen bits. I've been more watching Strictly Come Dancing.
Have
you?
Yeah.
Oh. I definitely excited recently.
Yeah.
About that.
What do you think of X Factor?
Oh. I haven't really watched it,
last
to be
year. I think I preferred last year, but I really like... out of all of them, my favourite probably is it Rydian or Rydian?
Rydian.
It's Rydian. The bloke we were talking about earlier.
With the white hair.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
We think he'd be really good in theatre.
Yeah.
He's just got a really powerful voice.
He's got a really powerful voice.
And even look as well.
Yeah.
Do you know who reminds me of? The early, you know, Adam Ant? Back then. There was one particular performance he did.
No idea who that is.
You don't know.
The geezer, the Russian from Rocky IV, innit?
No.
Rocky IV?
No. Do you
remember? Who's watched Rocky IV?
No, wait.
The Russian Rocky, yeah.
How much spare time do you have, Amel?
Rocky IV is on. Rocky IV is on virtually every day.
Oh, is it?
But if anyone saw Motown 25 that many years ago, there was a performance with Adamant, and he sang, baby, where did our love go? And he looks exactly like him there. I know there's someone out there listening who actually gets what I'm saying.
All right, I'll check the text to make sure. No, just you then. No, I'll check in a minute. Now, what do you think about Same Difference? Because, I mean, obviously, the first time we saw them, we were like, oh, my God. But now, we're thinking that it's so wrong that it's kind of right.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I think back in the day when we had all the pop bands like S Club and...
They
know,
did
Gareth
S Club song
that.
Last week, yeah.
Yeah, like, back then when all the pop bands were together, I think they would have done extremely well. I think it's really difficult for them now because...
I think there's definitely a market for them.
Where would that be?
Market?
Well, no one was talking about longevity. We were just saying there's definitely a market.
Yeah.
I do think they're quite sweet, and I do, you know, you can tell that it's their real dream, and so I hope it goes well for them.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they can't stop smiling. They're loving it, aren't they?
Yeah. They're really enjoying it.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, she was in bits as well, poor love, on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, they really, yeah.
Yeah. are you worried, can I just ask, are you worried about Hope stealing your girl band crown?
No.
No, I wouldn't. No. To be honest, either.
But do you know what? To be honest with you, what I'm trying to... Can I just say something, right?
Yeah, go for it.
Can I be completely honest?
Yeah, yeah. Please do. Please do.
Oh, no.
Keisha's going to be on. Yeah,
I saw two performances, right? Yeah. I'll tell you straight. I saw the Lady Marmalade thing, which was... vocally, I think, wasn't good at all, right? But then I saw really good performance of the Spice Girls. Why they got booted off the show for that performance, I have no idea. Because I thought, if anything, they would have gone after Lady Marmalade thing. Because I thought, like, it was just vocally, it was
all the 80s ABBA
pitching.
Track they did.
The pitching was the 80s ABBA track. They looked really good,
yeah,
and you know they sounded really good. But I really enjoyed the Spice Girls one. And then I didn't know because I recorded it and I was watching it, thinking, oh, definitely they're going to be the first ones through. And then they went.
Yeah,
I was thinking, is everyone deaf? What was Simon on that day? And I fancy Simon. You know what I mean? Simon's like one of my dream kind of.
You fancy Simon Cowell?
You know, meet me in a dark alley. Do you know what I mean? If I was single,
boom. You know.
Hang on a second. I need right. You can't just skip over that.
You've given Keisha too much chocolate.
She's on.
The truth comes out. No, but really,
what is it about Simon then?
I think he's really sexy.
She said to us. She went, you know that look he gives, and me and Amel were like, no. She went, you know that look he gives.
Oh,
and we were like, no.
No, but last year, I don't know what happened. Like, this year, I haven't really seen the look. But last year, there was something going on with him, and I don't know what it was, a tan or...
Have you seen his new teeth?
Does that help?
I saw him on Top Gear, actually. And, yeah, he has got some white in. White,
oh, they're white.
Yeah. That's what's sexy. Yeah.
They're like fridge door white.
That's okay, so sure. Have a look this time.
Yeah. No, but that's what's sexy
they're
about.
They're definitely whiter, and they've filled out a bit more as well.
Yeah, that's his sexiness. Do you know what I mean? That's what girls like. That's what we like as women.
What, white teeth?
Like
on him.
All right.
I was going to say, I could have been in there.
Go on, flash of the smile, go on. Anything?
No, not at all.
No, head in the hands.
No, nothing, okay. What, let's get back to like what you're doing then. What are you up to at the moment, apart from eating all my chocolate?
We've got some acoustic gigs this week, and then we are going to Switzerland and Holland. Mm-hmm. And then when we get back from Holland, we're off for Christmas.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Christmas?
We're all spending it with our families.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And then the girls are going on holiday to Antigua for New Year. Shall.
Yes, with our boyfriends.
Oh, that's quite sweet. Yeah.
And Heidi's going... well, she's moving
Heidi
into a new house.
Heidi can speak for herself, Keisha.
Heidi spoke for us.
That's true.
We help each other. That's what a group's about. See?
Yeah, that's true.
You would have been kicked out of the band for that.
I would have.
No, you'd have been sent to the toilet.
No, because before you kicked me out, I would have gone to the loo and never come back. So, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah, what's Heidi doing for Christmas, Keisha?
Moving in with Dave.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're going to buy a new bath, aren't they?
They're buying a new bath? Yes.
New bath?
We're buying new everything. Do you know why you just single out the bath?
Aren't they?
Yeah, we're moving
in
together.
I don't know why I randomly came out of that.
But on New Year's Eve, we're supporting Take That at the O2 as well.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
Seriously.
Hopefully.
Every guest that comes in, I'm going to bring those particular brand of chocolate.
And marshmallows.
Yeah, I'm going to send them over from South Africa. Because this is... Are we on air?
Yeah.
Have you done any shopping yet? Because I'm refusing to go to any shops this year. I'm doing all mine online. We're not going to one shop.
I've done bits, but I think we're in Europe for the next week, so I think I'm going to try and get some things that you wouldn't get here while we're away.
Like what?
Just get
a bath.
I don't know. There's like like I'm hoping to find some little Christmas markets and get a few little like craft things.
Okay. What, in like Germany or somewhere?
Well, in Switzerland, there's a good day.
Oh, that's where you're going.
We're not going to Germany. In Switzerland, there's a good Christmas market.
There's a German Christmas market in Manchester.
We're going to Manchester as well tomorrow.
There you go. There's a German Christmas market.
Okay, well maybe we'll pop there.
Yeah.
Go there. Sorry, that was really weird. Someone was just talking in my ear then, but they've stopped now. That's weird. Don't you have someone to do Christmas shopping for you anyway?
No.
We enjoy doing it, though.
I love shopping for the other people for Christmas.
I just don't like the wrapping and having to bring everything to the house. And
see, I like that.
It's just... I think I overshop sometimes.
I even put a Christmas CD on and stuff.
I'm boring. I'm going to make a copy of
Glass of Red Wine. Well. Make an evening of it.
Have a reggae Christmas.
Keisha's got an album called Have a Reggae Christmas and we're desperate to hear it. She said she's all these amazing reggae versions of all the traditional Christmas songs.
I'd like to hear that.
I know. Just blame it on my mum.
All right. Now listen, I've got, before you go, I've got one more thing to ask you. I've got a bit of a dilemma at the moment, yeah. Right? And I want to know what you would do from a girl's point of view, because I don't know.
Okay.
Right, I'm like starring my own real-life rom-com at the moment, okay? My cleaner is lovely.
What?
My cleaner, she's lovely, right? She's Polish, and recently she's been kind of pouring her heart out to me because she split up from a boyfriend of 7 years.
That's right. What, and you fancy her?
No, I don't.
You're in with a chance now that she's split. Like,
well, here's the thing, right? I think she might quite like me. I don't know. I'm just getting the vibe. Right?
Do you like her?
Is this true?
Yeah, this is absolutely true. And like the other week when well, she was supposed to be cleaning, but she spent an hour like telling me her problems, and she cried, and I didn't comfort her in that way, but I just offered some words of advice.
Yeah, you better work.
Do you like her?
Yeah, well, she could have been dusting, you know what I mean? But she was.
Well, at least
so do you actually like her?
No.
Right, wait, quick question.
Right.
Tell her she's moving.
No, wait,
you don't need it anymore. No, wait, because it could be playing hard to get. So, wait, how does it make you feel?
I haven't told you the whole story yet.
Okay, go on.
Right, okay. So, I comforted her, right?
Yes.
And now, like, she's on her own for Christmas because, like, all her friends are going back to Poland. So, here's my thing. Do I invite my cleaner around for Christmas Day dinner?
Oh, only are you interested?
No.
But are you as sure? A friend, no, as a friend.
I'm as sure can be,
if
Keisha.
You don't want anything, you know...
Because you never know.
You just want to be a friend.
You can't
let her
spend Christmas on her own. Nobody should spend Christmas on their own.
That's what I'm thinking.
But, yeah. But also, no one else said to move over.
If you haven't got, like, secret intentions, you're there for a friend and you actually are, you want her to spend
You need to make it clear to her that it is just as a friend.
What, so I say...
Can't you do that, though?
Come to my place, friend. And me and my friends.
And wear that uniform that
have
I like.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Not at the moment, Heidi, no.
You could wear one of your uniforms for her that you have in your wardrobe.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Well, the caveman one.
Or the red Indian one.
No. All right, so I do invite her around.
Yeah, nobody should spend Christmas alone. Yeah.
Well, I don't know her that well.
It's not exactly his fault, though, you know what I mean?
It's not my fault that she split up.
Yeah.
I'd just say
so
to her.
Either way, mate.
Just say, you know,
bring
a
friend.
I know all your friends are going. Just say, I know all your friends are going back home.
Yeah.
If you're going to be here, you're more than welcome to come round and spend it with my family.
Excellent.
There you go.
You've made my decision. Thank you very much.
And bring a date.
Oh, yeah. I'll say
bring a date.
I'll say
perfect.
That. Good idea. Thank you, sugar babe.
Just say come round for turkey, but no stuffing.
Good morning. Listen.
Did you plug the single? The single's out the 17th.
The single is out the 17th, and it's called Change. It's really good.
It's out to download today.
It's the best.
And it's out to download today.
The album's out now as well.
And the album's out now as well. It's very good. I listen to that a lot when I was in South Africa in my car.
It's amazing.
It's really good. Thanks, then.
Thank you.
Love you, bye.